Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk with our Everton commentator on Radio City Sports, Alan Irwin, about how Everton are prepared heading into it. He's on the road heading to a cricket game over in Yorkshire for Sky Sports, weren't you, Al?
Yes, good morning, Steve. Good morning. Not a great weekend as far as Everton were concerned again. I tell you what, the atmosphere on Saturday at Goodison, it was like standing in a funeral parlour at times. It was awful. There was almost an air of despondency over Goodison, and I think an expectation of what was to come, you know, before kickoff. The Southampton fans quite naturally sang, you know, "Is this a library?" which seems to be the mantra of many away supporters now when there's a very flat atmosphere inside any stadium. But it felt like a library without a shadow of a doubt. And Everton never really got going. They never had a shot on target in the first half. They scored against the run of play. And even then, there was almost this expectancy that they concede, Steve, because it's been so difficult for Everton to manage leads this season. You never felt, even when Funes Mori put them in front, that they'd go on and win the game, because they never had any sort of dominance throughout the 90 minutes. So there's almost this doom and gloom over Everton at the moment, that basically the league has been written off, and we can understand that. We're waiting for almost the inevitable to happen at Anfield, and you know, we're hanging our hat on the FA Cup semi-final. That's the way it looks at the moment.
You thought there might have been some seeds just in terms of the atmosphere, in terms of the week that lay ahead and trying to get the team buoyed. And we were just talking with Chris Bascom from the Daily Telegraph there, and he was saying how much, you know, the team have enjoyed playing away from home and they'll actually enjoy playing at Anfield. Well, when they get to Wembley next weekend, of course, there'll be 40,000 Blues there, the same number that would be in Goodison.
Yeah, but there will be a different atmosphere, because Everton fans away from home have been fantastic this season. And I think they will shake off and put aside everything that has happened in the league this season to encourage their team to get to an FA Cup final. An occasion when you're down at Wembley for a semi-final, and Everton fans will see it as an occasion to actually, you know, go there and get behind the team and believe. There's been no belief in the league this season. You know, that ended some time ago with the dreadful run sort of before Christmas and around Christmas time, when they were losing home games to the likes of Stoke and Leicester in bizarre circumstances. So I think, you know, they will be able to shake it off in terms of Wembley, because the fans will do that. They'll say, you know, come on, this is an occasion. It's a one-off game. Let's get our team to Wembley. As for the game at Anfield on Wednesday, I think they're just waiting for that to conclude and, you know, get the inevitable over with.
What about Seamus Coleman, first of all, on the injury front?
It's a big blow, isn't it? And you know, if we can have some extenuating circumstances for the weekend, Steve, it wasn't their first choice Everton 11, was it? We know that. Losing Seamus Coleman now is a massive blow, because Everton have probably got to negotiate the Merseyside derby and the semi-final without Phil Jagielka, who's been a big influence for them when he does take to the side, as you'd expect from a captain. But if Coleman doesn't see it through, then, you know, it's a major blow. I would expect the likes of Lukaku, Barkley, Baines, and those that missed the game, and Gareth Barry, who's just rested, they'll all be okay for Wednesday and hopefully Saturday as well. And, you know, Roberto Martins just got to face the fact that he's got to get the best out of his players in the space of 3 days. You know, people moan about Thursday, Sunday turnarounds. Well, they've got a Wednesday, Saturday turnaround, which is exactly the same in essence. And he's got to make sure that he plays what is essentially his strongest team on Wednesday to get them in the right frame of mind for the biggest game of the season on Saturday.
They should all be in the right frame of mind for these two games. They really should. What about the two teenagers, Callum Connolly, Tom Davis? Have they got much of a career ahead of them?
I would think so, yeah. Tom Davis, I've seen a few times in under-21 football. He looks a real prospect. I mean, he's still only 17, the lad. Delighted to see them on the bench. I didn't really think they'd get a run out given the circumstances of the game, but it was great to see academy players who've been at the club since the age of 9 and 11, respectively, to make their way into the senior squad and perform with such maturity as well. And that's what Tom Davies did. Callum Connolly can play anywhere across a sort of defensive midfield line. He's been playing a lot at left back for the under-21, so he came in, slotted in at right back as though, you know, he was just a senior pro. So, you know, long term, that was really encouraging for Everton, and probably the only thing to hang your hat on for the, you know, the 90 minutes of football that took place at Goodison on Saturday. You know, long-term prospects, you know, there's some good youngsters there. I know there's still a long way to go for lads like that, but it's great to see two local boys coming through to play for Everton Football Club.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Look, from what you were saying before about the derby, and we had MJ from the Bleacher reporting before, he's written the derby off. He sold his ticket for the first time ever. He's not even going to it. Is this a sort of a general feeling amongst some of the Evertonians?
Yeah, there's a malaise about Evertonians in terms of this game. It's almost one that's getting in the way. And it'd probably be the lowest key derby for Evertonians for a number of years. I know we've had a situation before when David Moyes fielded a very weakened side ahead of a big cup game. I think it was when they were playing Sunderland in the FA Cup. And Everton got battered. Was it the Stephen Gerrard hat-trick? It may well have been. But Everton weren't really at the races. And there's almost this expectation that that's going to be a replay of that on Wednesday. It may well turn out differently because I think you mentioned there players don't need lifting for a derby. That's true. The fans might need lifting more than the players at the moment, but the players don't seem to believe in themselves at the moment. So they've got to suddenly turn that round, turn that mindset around and get something from a very, very difficult game against the Liverpool side that have been lifted superbly by Jurgen Klopp over the last sort of couple of months. So it's going to be difficult. I think Everton fans would just really not want Wednesday to happen.
And what's happening on Umar Nias watch?
Oh dear. The press conference on Thursday, Roberto Martinez has essentially told everybody that we won't see Umar Nias start a game for Everton this season. What an absolute shambles that is, Steve. £13.5 million for a player in January who's not going to be fit until the start of next season. I know he came to the club carrying a slight injury which was soon overcome. Then he's had a wrist problem which he picked up while he was here. But many a player over the years in the Premier League has played with some sort of strapping on a wrist. That surely shouldn't deter you from turning out in Premier League football. So I think it's a terrible waste of investment at the moment, isn't it? Because we're not going to see him, by the sounds of it, until the start of next season. We might see him fleetingly as a substitute. But in this weekend side that was fielded at the weekend, Steve, against Southampton, he still couldn't warrant a starting place and he didn't get a place off the bench, you know, when substitutes were being introduced. So that tells a tale of its own.
Al, enjoy your day on the boundary.
Yorkshire versus Hampshire, loving it, mate.
Oh, that's a job. Alan Irwin there.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.